back here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, joined by Paul Schwartz in the New York Post. And, Paul, a lot of talk this week. Odell Beckham still not back on the practice field, doing a little stuff on the side, trying to maintain that hamstring. Is there any detriment, long-term effect of him not being on the field now in June?
Well, the Tom Coughlin answer will be these reps are all important and it helps him to be out here. And, yeah, it would be better if he's out here, but I think they need to take Odell Beckham Jr. and put him in bubble wrap, and they need to unveil him for the Cowboys in the regular season opener. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. Now, obviously, he will play a lot of snaps and catch a lot of passes between now and then, but if he feels a twinge in that hamstring, he sits out. That's all there is to it. And then when he feels right, I think he still should sit out. Look, he did unbelievable things last year with no practice. So I think you let him sit and let him rest and let him be full strength, and you go from there. Yeah, you'd like to be him out there, but no big deal.
And again, the Giants are also having a similar program with another player on defense that you could argue is almost as important to the defense as Beckham is to the offense, and that's John Beeson. Your thoughts on him and how they're handling him, considering his injury history?
Well, I thought this last year, and I think it again this year, he is the number one key player that I would circle and say, if the Giants have a good season, he needs to be on the field, period. Now, last year, he was not on the field, and their defense couldn't stop anybody. So, you know, is it only because of John Beeson? No, but he is the guy. He is their middle linebacker. He's the guy that has to know the defense better than anybody. They have a new defensive coordinator. He's got to be their leading tackler, their spiritual leader, their emotional leader. His foot is surgically repaired. They need to go easy with him. They need to get him on the field for the games that count. He is the key to their season defensively, in my mind.
Finally, Nat Burhey is still not on the practice field, but that means opportunity open for Cooper Taylor. He's been with the ones alongside rookie Landon Collins, and he's going to have a real opportunity here coming off his first 2 years in the league where he couldn't get on the field because of injury.
He said last year the word he used was just weird because he had an injury. They shipped him to Atlanta where they wanted him to work with a foot guy. He was not here. He was not seen. He was not heard from. It was like he didn't exist. So he comes back here. Let's face it, this is his third year, and he basically has not played at all because of injuries. And so he has to reestablish himself. He said he has changed his body fat. He said he's given up as a guy who lived in the South, Chick-fil-A, which I guess if Chick-fil-A is a sponsor, they now no longer will be. The one thing about Taylor is, though, the veterans on this team say that he is smart and he knows the defense. So that is very important. Can he play? We'll have to see. I want to see him healthy, and then, you know, the competition out there will tell us whether he can play or not.
And as Cooper Taylor said, two big safeties out there that can hit and tackle? Why not? Paul, we appreciate the time.
It's like two big safeties here, right? We can both hit and tackle.
I would say we're about the same size as those guys, right? No?
Yeah, but my body fat will not be a source of conversation the rest of this day.
Go enjoy your Chick-fil-A later on today, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, for Paul Schwartz, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.